Forces that Shape the Future. The first area that I would like to talk about is population. In the industrialized nations, the population growth rate has been slowing down. For example, in the United States, the population replacement rate is just about reached. That is, in the U.S., there are just about as many people being born as die. In Germany, for example, this is even more so. The German population is not growing at all. The reasons for this are generally associated with trends in industrialized nations. Two-income families with working mothers, for example, cuts down the number of children any one woman will have. The loss of a need for a large family due to industrialization, such as needing sons to work the land, needing daughters to carry on the work at home. With industrialization, these needs are met in other ways, through service industries, through mechanization. Technology is another reason why the birth rate has been going down in the industrialized countries, specifically birth control technologies. The consequences for this? Less strain on resources is the most obvious. Another consequence having to do with economics is not so obvious. When there are fewer people being born, there is less competition for jobs. Also, the rate of growth of the economy need not be as strong. If there are fewer people being born, fewer people need jobs. Fewer jobs need to be created. Less crime is also a possible consequence of the slowing of the birth rate in the industrialized countries. Many think that most crime is caused by young people. Thus, if there are fewer young people, there may, and I stress may, be less crime. With the slowdown in the birth rate, we also have an older population. With fewer young people, there are more older people per person. Some have called this the youth culture growing up. The growing elderly population changes the entire social structure within the industrialized countries. Rather than catering to youth, governments have to cater to the elderly. This means, rather than McDonald's, Cokes, roller skates, we may be going to shuffleboard, champagne, and retirement villages as being the dominant forces within the industrialized countries. While the industrialized countries are going through a slowdown in population, most of the third world is having just the opposite problem. Their populations are growing too rapidly. Reasons for this are many. The need for large families, the traditional cultural values that stress large families, and in many cases, government policy that promotes large families so that there are more people to settle in unpopulated areas. The negative consequences of such growth are also obvious. For example, more people in an undeveloped country puts a greater strain on the resources of that country, especially at the time when that country is striving desperately to modernize itself. There is a more dangerous problem here, though. When we have two sections of the world growing at different rates, tensions between the two become almost unbearable. The industrialized, wealthy countries with a slower growth rate and the poorer third world countries with a much faster growth rate. Here we have the industrialized countries with the wealth and fewer people to worry about, and the poor nations with all the rest of the world to worry about. The tension between these two groups in the next few years will be the major force in world politics. Thank you very much.